This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll-free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Good morning and welcome to Party Line. It's a Tuesday already. Kramer Lumber Do It Center, one of our fine sponsors, along with Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. Good morning, Ryan. Saw you pulling out of the driveway this morning. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor. Susan is there. Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, call today for delivery today. Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Hear Well, Live Well, Howdy, Steve Christopher. And also Ivy Tech Community College, They're Changing Lives and Simple Time Antiques, Michelle Downtown, Step Into a Simple Time, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Good morning, WILO News Director Ken Hartman.
Good morning.
Well, here we are on a Tuesday, and gosh, I was thinking yesterday, it's been a long week already, and it was only Monday.
Tell me about it.
About 2:30 or so yesterday afternoon, because you know that me and a few other officials from Casper Media always meet over at Hoops for our strategic planning session every Monday.
Strategic is questionable, but that's all right.
And on that, we make sure we're all on the same page for upcoming events and promotions and stuff. And there was about two or three things that I forgot we did last year. So we came back from the meeting. I had two or three more things on my plate than I was expecting. And one of those that I'd forgot about is the Fair Parade. The Clinton County Fair Parade on Saturday, July 8th, 2 p.m.
Try Sunday.
Sunday. Why did I put Saturday?
I don't know.
Because Saturday is the opening day, right?
Yeah, but it's the 7th.
Boy, that's my bad.
You're very bad.
Oh, you don't even want to know how that throws me off.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
it's on Sunday at 2 o'clock.
I typed those liners for the jocks to read all week, and I think they came in last night and read them all week. So anyway, that's Sunday, July 8th.
You're cool.
2 p.m. I think it's going to be emceed again this year by Ken Hartman and Cindy Loveless.
I would think so.
Okay.
Usually we do.
Yeah, the WILO News Department takes care of that. So we'll see you there, whether you're there or on the air, right? We'll be doing that for you.
We'll be somewhere.
Good. So that'll be on Sunday, July 8th, kicking off the fair. And then that's at 2 p.m. And then after that, we had Dr. David Fry call in yesterday. I know you were at a commissioner's meeting, Ken, but he called in the first portion and said that they're having the ministerial associations having a little service there.
3 o'clock till about 5, I think.
Call right off the bat this morning. Good morning, Party Line. Hello.
Hi, this is Camzee.
I'm sorry?
My name is Camzee.
Camzee?
Yes. I have terrible reception.
Yeah, you're. We'd love to talk to you, but you're cutting in and out on us. I hear about every other word.
Can you hear me now?
Maybe a little better.
Okay. My name is Candy, and I'm calling in about to tell you about Frankfort Unified Neighborhood.
Oh yeah, yeah. Hi, Candy. I talked to your husband, I think, last week on Facebook.
Yes. Yes.
Well, I told him that I would try to, since it's something good and local, and we talk about local here on WILO, Ken, this is a group that is on Facebook called Frankfort what does the FUN acronym stand for? Unified Neighborhoods, right?
Yes.
So what's
Unified Neighborhoods.
Yeah, so you guys are just getting started, and I told your husband to give us a call here on Party Line sometime. So I know you've got something coming up tomorrow night at the library, right?
Yes, sir. We're having a meeting just to finalize plans that we have on the 29th of June. Dances from 6 to 8. But the meeting tomorrow is in room 219 at the Frankfort Public Library at 6 p.m. And we're going to be talking about final plans for the dance coming up. And there's other we have in the works that we're going to be talking about, too. And really, it's just to get to know each other and get more ideas going.
So this
for
is
different
a,
activities.
This is a group that has been started in Frankfurt, Frankfurt's Unified Neighborhoods. The acronym is FUN, and you guys are going to meet tomorrow night between 6 and 8 in the library in room 219. And you've got a dance coming up June 29th that's open to open to the public. Where's that going to be on the 29th?
It's going to be at the Neighborhood Center.
Okay, I know where that's at.
The Neighborhood Community Center?
Yeah.
Yes,
all
yes.
Right.
And the building was
Darn, I wish I could hear her.
You're cutting in and out again.
Where are you calling from, Guam? I think we totally lost her.
We just did.
Too bad. But anyway, maybe they'll be able to call back on a landline or something. But that is a group. Let me see here. Party line, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. It's Candy again. I'm sorry.
Wow, that's tons better.
I was so afraid to move that I had an itch on my toe or something. I lost you.
Well,
what I was...
Go ahead. I was just talking about the dance that you guys are have put together.
Oh, yes. And the Neighborhood Center was donated by the Streets Department. Travis Sheets, we're going to have a DJ there, Jay Large, and we'll be supplying water and popcorn and things like that, and it's free.
So it's free and open to the public. You're just trying to get everybody together and see what you can do to just get ideas, right?
Yes, and mainly to get to know each other, get to know your neighbors, and just make Frankfurt better. Make it better for our children. Make it better for our grandchildren. Everyone wants a safe, beautiful place to live.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just do that. Let's do that all together.
So I think in this day and age of social media, the best way to get in contact with you guys is just to like you on Facebook, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And it is Frankfurt's Unified Neighborhoods, and then you'll see the FUN acronym there at the top.
Yes.
So I think Larry's your husband, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Good deal. So you guys are meeting tomorrow night, 6 to 8 in the library, room 219, and you'll be finalizing plans for the dance on June 29th at
yes.
the Neighborhood Community Center, which is at
Neighborhood Center.
Yeah, what time does that start, the dance?
The dance starts at 6 p.m. The meeting's not going to run 2 hours. It should maybe be 45 minutes to an hour tomorrow evening.
All right. Well, Candy, we appreciate what you're trying to do, so give us a call, and we might see you there tomorrow night. If not, we'll try to stop by at the 29th.
That would be wonderful.
Just say hi.
That would be wonderful.
Compliments of Wilo, all right?
All right. Well, thank you so much. It was nice talking to you.
You too, Candy. Thanks for the call.
No problem. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you. All right. So there you go. I've been talking to them for a few weeks, Ken, and told them to call up here on Wilo, and we give them a little pub. So you want to go to a dance together, you and I?
No.
We like popcorn and water.
You and I going together would be like, never mind, I'm not going to. You
well,
go,
we go stag like me and my best friend did in high school for the prom. Senior prom. That's a whole other story, though.
I don't think we're going to get into that right now.
So
it's too early in the day for that.
So a lot going on in an already busy month. We were talking about the Clinton County Fair Parade going to be on the air Sunday, July 8th. We've also got yesterday Brian Buchanan, the new state senator in Clinton County. He has chose to sponsor the Party Line show exclusively to bring that to the listeners the week of the 9th through the 13th of July, when you and I will be out there, Ken, and I think I've got a support op, so you'll be able to be out there with me.
Okay.
But we thank Brian Buchanan, Clinton County Senator, for helping us out with getting us on location. So Ken and I will be doing Party Line from the fair all that week, the 9th through the 13th. Cindy was telling me we used to do it all the time. From the fair Party Line, and she said, "You will have a blast out there." So I appreciate her positive attitude. She seems serious about it.
Yeah, I'll tell you something later.
Okay, as long as there's a little food and coffee, I'll muddle through.
Also, I think I assume we are doing the 4th of July from TPA.
Yes, that was another thing I had forgot about.
Yeah. Which makes a very, very late night to come in the next morning.
Oh, man, I know. Yeah, July 4th and then...
Thursday morning.
Yeah. Well, somebody was saying yesterday, why don't we do it July 3rd? Because everybody's off July 4th just about, right? Why wouldn't the city do it on the 3rd and people can sleep in instead of being out late and then having to come back in, you know, to work Thursday? Because most people are off the 4th, but not the 5th. So that kind of made sense, but... You would just confuse people if you tried to change it at this point.
And you already got me confused anyway.
It's like it's like changing the Halloween date, right? You know, for the security of the kids.
Very
it
true.
Just doesn't work. But yeah, July 4th will be out there. And that reminded me, I've got to put together a new soundtrack for 2018, July 4th at TPA Park. So
the one we've had has been pretty good.
Well, I put together a new one last year.
Okay.
And I found a couple old ones of the past and... I thought they were all right, but I like my work better.
I figured you did.
I'm going to leave that there, too.
If you hear a bone break, that's him patting himself on the back.
crunch. Wylo Sticker Night also that week, Friday, July 13th at the Clinton County Fair. You can get a sticker right now from Schultz IGA in Frankfort, also Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, and any of the four good-to-go locations in Frankfort. Now, with that sticker, you can get half off a bracelet Friday, July 13th, Friday night at the Clinton County Fair. So you can pick those up again, the stickers at Schultz IGA in Frankfort, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, and any of the four good-to-go locations in Frankfort. I think good-to-go will have their stickers today. And Susan Casper already has hers. And if I'm not mistaken, talked to Eric yesterday. I think he has those in his possession at Schultz as well. So, Party Line, good morning.
Once again, you're thinking. You were talking about those tapes.
You should see the steam coming out on the other side of the table here.
I don't believe that. And he knows I'm just harassing him.
Oh, I know. I know it.
We know that.
What's up?
Well, not much. I just was wondering what our friend was doing in Washington, D.C. I didn't hear the news yesterday.
Oh, friend?
Friend or foe?
Well, you know, he is the head hog what's in charge. The thing I don't understand, though, is when you're head hog what's in charge, you also have to accept responsibility for what's going on currently. No matter what happened in the past.
That's true. You got to take the good with the bad when you're the top dog, don't you?
Yeah. And old Harry Truman said the buck stopped there, and a lot of stuff that he put up with was not started under him.
Right. But, you know, good for Harry for, you know, stepping up to the plate, right, and taking that responsibility.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do when you're in charge, Kevin.
I know. Good for him.
That's what you're doing, is it not?
That's right. The buck does start and stop with me a lot on Wylo, that's for sure. So far, it's been a good thing, though.
Well.
Wylo needed a facelift of sorts when I came on board, and Mr. Casper, God rest his soul, he and I sat down last summer and talked about that, and we're on the same page, so.
Well, I'm glad you were. Mr. Casper and I mutually respected each other. We rarely agreed.
Mm-hmm.
And when we did agree, it was almost like an earthquake here.
Yeah, when you guys agreed, like, there was a big reading on the Richter scale that Indiana just had an earthquake.
Yeah. But anyway.
I'd like to think that he's watching from the, or listening from the studio in heaven, the studio in the sky, and I'd like to think he's proud of what we're doing at Wylo.
I hope he is, because, you know, you guys are trying.
Yep.
I'll give you credit for that. But I just wanted to knock you down a notch or two, because, you know, when you get the big head, then you start making mistakes.
You're right. You're right on that.
I didn't want you making too many mistakes.
I appreciate that, Larry. I try not to have an ego about too much.
Okay. We'll talk to you
later. All right,
thanks a lot.
All right.
Have a good day. I did want to bring up one thing on a national level before we get to a couple local stories you put together on CCDM. That, you know, I was talking about this a little bit yesterday on Party Line. The separation of migrant children from their parents at the U.S.-Mexico border is so sad. That's what President Trump said at the White House yesterday. Trump again pointed the finger at Democrats for the problem and said it could be solved quickly and easily with congressional action. Some critics have called the separation policy inhumane and barbaric. Trump has said that the U.S. has the worst immigration laws in the world. He stressed the nation's safety starts at the borders. I agree with that. I also tend to think, I hate to sound too callous, but, you know, if the parents weren't in this country illegally or trying to come in illegally, we wouldn't have this issue. It starts with the parents. It's not our fault. We're just defending our borders. So I tell you what, the liberals are outraged at this. And I don't like to see kids separated from their parents. But
well, you know, let me just say this.
Sorry.
I'm going to try and not.
It's no worse than going to jail. You know?
I'm going to try and not get too emotional on this because I definitely am not totally in agreement with what they're doing. Jeff Sessions says the administration doesn't want to separate the kids and the parents. Then why are they?
Yeah. Well, that's a nasty byproduct of.
But nasty byproduct or not, why are they doing it? Because all this is going to do, mark my words now, and mark my words, get a little bit older, all this does is grow hatred to this country from people from outside. And you know we got enough hatred within this country.
Well, I agree with that.
You know, you don't need to add to it. And if anything happens bad, blame it on the egomaniac we got in the White House. And I'm going to drop it there.
Okay. Well, that's both sides of the opinion then.
Because this is flat out wrong. I understand what you were saying, and I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying it's flat out wrong what they're doing.
Maybe there could be a better way.
There definitely is a better way.
I don't know what that would be.
But Trump's only caring about himself. He could care less really what goes on in his country.
I don't know if I agree with that.
I just said it because I wanted to get somebody going.
Trump's crazy, but, there's line one right now. Yeah. Trump's crazy. I agree with that. But, I think he...
Crazy like a fox.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm behind a lot of what he's doing. And
I am too, but this is not one of them.
Yeah, I think there could be a better way. It's like going to prison or something. If you rob a bank, you go to prison, you're separated from your kids. This is your fault.
Yeah. That part I agree with.
Yeah.
I don't disagree, but still you can't separate your kids from your parents, especially that young.
Right. I would agree with
that. Because that harbors some feelings you don't want to mess with.
Well, there's a group of nonprofits accusing Trump Tower of endangering the ecosystem in the Chicago River.
Mm-hmm.
Is that even possible? I thought the Chicago River was like a nasty, stinky.
It is to a certain extent, but I will, you know, and as much as they change the color, especially when it comes to St. Patrick's Day, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been up on that river. It's not a lot of fun up there.
Yeah. I think it's a little better than it used to be.
Yeah. We'll debate that one later.
Several environmental groups are planning to sue because Trump Tower hasn't followed Illinois state rules to protect fish and other aquatic life. The skyscraper siphons nearly 20 million of gallons of water each day from the river for its cooling system. Larry again. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning. I have said forever that this border problem would have been cured for the illegal immigrants coming here to work if the business people hadn't been so arrogant and said it's the government's job to protect the border. They could have protected the border with their... Well, we could have protected the border for their help by them using that E-Verify.
Yep.
And they refused to do it. Now I hear they're screaming about the people coming in. Make up your bloody mind, conservative. Do you want to do something or not? And if you want to stop them coming in, I got a suggestion.
Okay.
Every 100 yards, a 20-foot guard tower, and M60 machine guns pointed outward.
Yeah.
The Russians pointed them inward and kept a lot of people from getting out. If you want to keep them out, point them outwards and keep a lot of people from getting in.
I think they are looking, a lot of these employers are looking for the cheap labor, you know?
Exactly.
And they're not too worried about E-Verify. They just want a set of hands on the farm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But then they turn around and say, well, we don't want the illegal immigrants coming in.
Yeah,
bloody mind.
Yeah, that's a prediction.
And
sure.
I don't know how much you remember about Katrina, but they hired American contractor hired a bunch of certified electricians.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they worked about a month, and then they were told to train a whole bunch of illegal immigrants to do the same job.
Yeah, I do remember that.
I don't remember hearing that, but I wouldn't doubt that.
And that's what's wrong with this country. It's all about the almighty dollar, and that's exactly what's wrong with our president. He cares less about the country. As long as he makes his money, he's happy.
I don't know. I don't think I agree with that wholeheartedly, Larry.
I mean, I think Ken may agree with me. I don't know.
I pretty much agree with that. But as like I said, there are things he is doing that I do like. But as I said, the one thing I just brought up, I do not like at all.
Well, I have not disliked everything he's tried to do. Let's put it that way.
Well, let me just say this. When you combine an egomaniac in the White House with an inept Congress, you've got major problems.
Yeah, Congress don't help.
Why does a Republican Congress that's controlled by the Republicans keep blaming the Democrats for everything that's wrong?
They claim it's things that Democrats have done in the past.
You know, and the thing of it, well, everybody can claim that, but here's another side of that coin. You know, when is the Republicans going to understand you have to reach across the aisles to help each other out? And Democrats, you know, the same thing. People quit talking across the aisles just because they're afraid that you're going to irritate somebody in your party and your pork product or project that you tag along in some of these bills isn't going to get passed.
Exactly. And
yep, I agree with that.
Started with the Tea Party.
So, I mean, you know, all you people who have been complaining about this, that, and the other thing, hey, look at your own party, look in the mirror, and start fixing the problem.
And they won't do it because...
No, they don't have the guts to do it, point blank.
A candidate that runs has to run for the minority of the party. And then they have to try to get elected. And if they don't do what the minority wants, then they get unelected, and then they lose their Rice Bowl, as the old saying goes. And we'll leave you guys alone for the rest of the day. Goodbye.
Okay.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the call. I saw this, that a large number of Americans have a hard time differentiating facts.
Yes, I did that on my show this morning.
From opinions. Did you? Okay, yeah. I didn't get a chance to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
So a survey from the Pew Research Center out Monday presented a number of statements like spending on Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, making out the largest portion of the U.S. federal budget, and democracy is the greatest form of government. Respondents were asked to tell which ones were factual statements and which ones were opinions. Only about a quarter were able to correctly identify facts, while about 35% were able to identify the opinions. The study found that Americans tend to think statements are factual, even if it's something that if it's something they agree with, even if it's an opinion.
That's right.
Now, John Virtue and I, who agree on nothing politically, but we agree to disagree, and we're friends on Facebook and friends in public when we see each other. He and I have this discussion back and forth sometimes on Facebook about opinions and facts and what is. And I think this story right here just pretty much solidifies exactly what we've talked about.
Also, this one scares me a little bit, but I'm gonna roll with it. Scientists say the world's fastest supercomputer just may change the world. The world's smartest, most powerful scientific supercomputer is located in the Oak Ridge, Tennessee, at the Oak Ridge National Laboratory. The $200 million water-cooled computer is called Summit. It's able to handle 200 quadrillion calculations a second.
Oh, my God. Quadrillion?
Quadrillion.
Wow.
Experts say the supercomputer may be able to do things like predict the opioid addiction, advanced fusion power, map Earth's interior, reveal secrets about stardust, and better understand climate change.
Well, I want to see the report when it comes out.
If this thing gets in mind, we're all in trouble.
That's right. It'll be running the place, won't
it? That's right.
Well, the world's millionaires, Ken, are richer than ever.
I saw that, too, this morning.
New report out today shows the combined wealth of people whose net worth is at least $1 million topped $70 trillion last year.
Uh-huh.
This is the first time it's ever been that high. The global consulting firm Capgemini's latest annual World Health Report shows millionaires' wealth grew by more than 10.5% last year. Now, more than 60% of the world's millionaires live in the U.S., Japan, Germany, and China. So,
and also, just so you're aware, and so we get ready for the lousy weather that's going to come later this year.
Mm-hmm.
Because the National Weather Service, late last week, they issued an El Nino watch for the fall and winter, meaning the prospects for cooler, wetter weather across most of the United States in a significantly mild late hurricane season.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll keep an eye out for it.
Yeah, you know? And that's, it begins in the Pacific and moves east, and, it's the way it's going to be this year.
Okay, well, I always enjoy watching them and seeing... Yeah. How things come in and stuff. You know, mm-hmm. It's hard not to watch a hurricane rolling in and stuff, but gosh, all the damage that it leaves behind.
And they're going to be moving slower now in the future.
Carl Lane, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin and Ken. I think President Trump is doing an excellent job. He just needs to, Congress just needs to get behind him and listen to the man, because the man knows how to manage money. And this Social Security, they're going to have to get in the reserves this year because they're gone broke.
Yep.
And President Trump's trying to fix all this stuff. He's trying to do away with all these free meals that the United States is putting out, because we got millions and millions of jobs that people don't want to work. And I just think what he's doing. Now, is he sort of arrogant? Yes. But if you are a billionaire, and I don't know of anybody, but I would say most millionaires are arrogant.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my opinion.
He's filed bankruptcy four times, and
everybody that's
be careful.
Okay, everybody that makes a lot of money has filed bankruptcy. Now, there's a few that haven't, like Warren Buffett, and I mean, if you did a background check on Gates, it would scare you. Mm-hmm. Have you ever read stories on Gates?
I don't read stories on anybody like that, because it makes me sick.
Well, he's the second richest person in the world.
Well.
You know, and look what he's done. And he's gave a lot of his money away, I know, to charities in Africa and people that need it and everything, you know. But all in all, I like Donald Trump, because I think he tells you how it is, and people don't want to. Now, like John Kasich, I like John Kasich from Ohio too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But he tells you what you want to hear.
I have no trouble. I have no problem with Trump telling it like it is, because that's the way I am. I have no problem with that. In fact, that's one of the things I really admire about the man.
Yes.
However, he needs to quit tweeting and just run the country.
Well, see, I don't get on that. I don't.
Well, the problem is we hear it every day in the media, and we're all sick of it.
Yeah, uh-huh. It seems like he does a lot of good things that a lot of Americans could get behind, but then he'll go and stick his mouth in his foot.
Yeah, he does that.
Know,
if he would just run the country. All we're asking for you to do, Donald, run the country.
Yes, I agree, Ken. And as far as Mexico coming into the United States, the United States was built on foreigners. I'm a German.
Mm-hmm.
You see,
me too.
I mean, everybody during the Civil War, everybody came into New York and started fighting for the North in the Civil War. Mm-hmm. To make, they wanted to do jobs. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep, that's right.
And we've got millions of jobs out here that we can't fill. So maybe it's good. I don't know.
Well,
you know, all the Mexican people that I know are great people. I mean, they're hard workers and everything. They're not on welfare and drawing all this free money. That's the ones I know.
And I've worked with a lot of Hispanics, but the problem I had was they send all their money back to Mexico. None of it stays here.
Well, I heard that, but they got to have some stay here. They got to live.
Well, that's why. I mean, I don't know. A lot of friends I've had down in Columbus, Indiana, what they do is they have like 20 people to a house.
Yes.
So, you know, 20 people are sharing a $600 a month rent. They're sending $6,000 a month back to Mexico, you know, and we don't charge them a tax to do that. It's free.
Well, I don't know about that rent or not. I know guys that's got rental property that's out of this county, but they charge $100 a head. They don't care if they get 30 people in there. If they get 20, it's $100 a head a month.
Well, that's probably illegal.
You know? Well, it might be illegal, but I know that's how they operate. I know this for a fact because I know them that well.
I hope Sam Payne's not listening.
Carl,
we got to roll, buddy.
All right, be good.
Thanks. All right, take care.
Have a good day. All right, well, we got the juices flowing this morning, and we're going to have Kathy Martin with Healthy Communities coming up next. As Ken and I...